17.
Sort of re-examine
what they've
been
taught. Exactly. Yeah, mm-hmm. But that's what my work is all about. Mm-hmm.
That's what you're here for.
That's what I'm here for. That's right.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hi. I'd just like to thank Dr. Corwin for writing his book when he did.
Thank you very much.
I recently had an experience that involved both gambling and nutrition. My husband and I gamble quite a lot, and I fell into the trap that you mentioned of eating for long periods of time, the snack foods that were in the casino for you to snack on.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, I had been living off pretzels and some beer nuts.
Right.
And some saltwater taffy that they had put out.
Okay.
And so we left the casino, and we were very weak. And after about 3 days, and I was driving, and my husband was asleep in the car, and about 20 miles from the casino, I ran off the road.
Ooh, that's terrible. Were you injured?
My husband had a dislocated collarbone and a hairline fracture on his right arm.
And you?
I was okay. I was just in a lot of shock. It was...
Yeah, that's awful. Are you still gambling?
Yeah, I take a bag along, like you wrote
about.
That's
great. You take a small supply of...
I have carrots, I take celery, I take some broccoli, some cucumber slices, and...
That's wonderful, and you're feeling much better now.
I am, yeah.
And you're gambling better, too, because you're more alert.
That's right.
But your health is the main thing. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for writing your book. It's really wonderful.
You're very welcome.
It's a lot of help to read what your body needs while you're at the tables.
Okay, my pleasure. And,
I really appreciate what you wrote, Doctor.
Okay, thanks.
Well, that makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
We're talking with Dr. Bob Corwin, whose book, Gambling and Nutrition, is a paperback on Harmony Press and is helping millions of people. We've got time for one more call.
If I may, I learn something every time I do one of these shows. The more people are willing to open up and I talk about their problems, the more they, or the sooner they...
That's the first step. Let me take a call.
That is.
Hello?
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi. I had a strange experience. I was driving, and I blipped out, and the next thing I knew, I was at home, sitting down.
No, when you say blipped out...
I was driving, and... You know, a split second, and then I was reading at home. It was an hour later by the clock.
Were you driving home from a casino?
No, I was coming home from work.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
I'm a shoe salesman.
Okay. Did you talk to anyone about this? Any professional?
No. I called my fiancé.
What did she say?
She said I could have killed someone.
She's right.
And I said somebody could have killed me. She said,
Don't worry. If it happens again, we can go see Brian's dad. But I think you're just stressed out right now.
Yeah, that's true.
You want me to come over?
No, I'm just a little freaked out. I'll just go to bed, and I'm sure I'll feel better tomorrow.
Okay, Mikey. Sleep tight.
Okay, Toots.
Drive carefully.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
Love you.
Love you too.
The next morning, June 16th, I woke up, and she was beside me.
Hey. When did you get here? Oh, that's sweet.
I got up. It was cold in the house. I went in the kitchen to put the coffee on. And I saw there was snow all over the ground.
Donna? Donna! 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 Donna, there's snow! There's snow everywhere! Look at it! Come in and see this!
What?
No, I'm serious. Look at this. Come on. Do you see how cold it is? God, look. I don't know. It's like, hey, this is amazing.
What are you talking
about? Donna, there is snow on the ground. It's freezing.
I know.
Was it snowing when you came over? I've never heard of this. It's June.
Oh, Michael, are you on drugs?
Will you get up and take a look?
Oh, it's December. I know it's snowing. Let me sleep a couple minutes.
No, Donna, wake up. It's June 16th.
Oh, Mike, isn't that funny? Are you serious? Do you really think it's June or what?
It's June 16th. Listen, I'll get a paper. paper will say something about it. Ooh. Unless it was... Wait.
What is it?
Wait. December 17th. What's...
Mikey, are you okay?
Wait. December 17th.
Close the door.
I can't believe this. What's happening?
Shut the door, baby. What? Are you all right? Come and sit down. What's the matter?
Last night was June 15th.
What? No.
Donna, wait a minute.
Okay, Mike, I'm gonna call somebody.
Wait, how could the date change? What is it, December? I don't understand. I've been knocked out for 6 months?
No.
And 2 days.
No, you haven't. You've been fine. You're having a shock or something.
We're married. Wedding ring.
Of course.
I'm married.
Really not...
We had a honeymoon?
Yes.
Oh, man. I'm crazy.
Mike, this is just like last summer. You remember? When you blacked out at the wheel?
That was last night. That was the last thing I did.
Okay. Let me call Brian's dad. He can tell you what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And Donna, you can tell me what's been going on since June?
Dr. Glover told me to keep calm. He could see me the next day. It was a natural thing. Donna said the wedding was beautiful. The pictures were nice. Everybody was still alive. Somebody won the pennant.
Did you see Bundren?
No.
You gotta watch it, man. What happened?
I had some trouble with the snow.
Ah, Mr. Errors.
Oh, watch it.
Hi, Mr. Bundren.
What a nice surprise. Can I show you anything? Some Iron Jack work boots, perhaps? They're great for walking the pavement.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bundren. I was really...
No, I understand. You can't afford a telephone. Of course, a Christmas bonus would have helped.
I'm really sorry.
It's Christmas, Michael. Shoppers. The shoe business. Think it over.
Yes, sir. It's Christmas.
God save me from my staff.
Oh, he's a skeezer.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm putting these Ingersolls on the wheel. What do you think?
Ingersolls?
And the Adam Walker's on top. I know you said the window, but...
Ingersolls? What a weird-looking shoe.
Mike, are you okay?
Looks like a cast. Yeah, I'm fine. What are those?
Mike, Adam Walker's. Come on.
Adam Walker's. Okay.
You want them in the window?
No. They look great on top of the Ingersolls. I did all right. By the end of the day, I was feeling normal. And, you know, wingtips, sneakers, 10 toes and all that, not much had changed.
He can recommend a psychiatrist if it's not a...
Yeah, I don't think it's physical.
Yeah. He'll get you fixed up.
Man, you wouldn't believe the shock I had, though.
I know. I was terrified.
The honeymoon... I wish I could have been there.
It's our honeymoon now.
Hey, you're right. Oh, well, I hate those hot summer months anyway. Mm. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Donna was gone the next morning. I had plenty
Help
of time
me.
To make my appointment.
Help me!
It was August 11th, the previous one. Almost 2 months after 2 days ago. The snow that would give me so much trouble was still in a lake somewhere. It was hot, I was a bachelor, and I felt like I'd fallen through a trap door into hell. Eventually, I got some things straightened out. My days were coming in no particular order. That might go on for a while. Donna only knew about that incident back in June with the blackout in the magazine. Apparently, I hadn't been shrieking about this every day since then. That seemed like a good plan. I decided to keep it to myself as soon as I stopped babbling.
Mr. Ahrens?
Huh?
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Were you sick this morning?
Yes, I got engaged.
You've been engaged. You look very strange.
I'm fine. Where do you want me to start?
Well, for one, I'd like you to show me your new system with the invoices. You've got them in a very interesting
Come
sort of...
Come on back. I lived a string of non-sequitur days. November 4th, December 28th, October 7th and 8th. Not in that order. We made plans to go out on her brother's boat the next morning. I needed a vacation. I looked forward to it, whenever it would be.
Oh, Michael, I know we're going to be happy.
Me too. My sanity was holding up pretty well. I had to fake my way through everything. I had to fake my life, impersonate myself every day. It was pretty easy, too. I guess that doesn't say too much for my life.
Mike.
Mr. Aaron.
Mike.
And some days it was a lot of fun. It was like camping in the future. I even felt sorry sometimes for the sad flunkies who'd gone to bed the night before and were gonna get up the next day. Really? I enjoyed marriage, and I enjoyed being single. But there were nightmare days, too.
It's tight.
It's a 10.5.
No, it's too tight.
Look, what kind of criteria do you have for shoe comfort? This is a 10.5. Maybe you shouldn't wear shoes at all.
Oh, it's really tight.
I think you're looking for love. You do this every day, don't you? You go to shoe stores, and you try to find God in your stocking feet.
Bring me a 12.
Hey, I know.
What is that?
This is a Swiss Army knife, and it's got a toe blade.
What? No!
Now, what size do you want to be? I'm doing
Mike,
a sizing. What do you want?
This is sickening.
Mike, why don't you?
This man was rude.
Yeah,
he's
just
very
leave
dangerous.
Me alone.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm
going to
notify will be right
the
police
department.
You go to mass. I'll tell you what to do.
Mike,
come on.
Department.
Let me go.
Who is the manager of this store? What kind of people do you have working here? This man tried to pull a knife on me. He could have cut my foot off. I'm going to notify...
Hey, sit down. Take it easy for a second.
Very often, a timid person is holding back a great deal of rage.
All right. Why'd you pull a knife on the guy?
Yes, but that's not really what I'm...
My friend...
You've been really strung out lately. I mean, what's going on? I know you're getting married and all.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
It's not that. It's...
Hey, I can handle it.
Something's happened to my brain. Every day I wake up and it's not the same day it's supposed to be.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I got you.
It's November 6th today. Yesterday was December 11th, and the day before that was in July.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't get
no,
it. It's,
no,
it's just a...
I know just what you're saying. There's no connection between one day and the next. Hey, I'm exactly the same way. This is retail. I couldn't tell you what I did yesterday. What state is this? What city is this? We don't sell shoes here. Ask my brother. Ask a lawyer. What's your kid's names? Quick. Bundren? Forget it. Cut off one of his feet. He's not gonna know. Look at people. Look in their eyes. It's a cemetery out there. You're just not with the program. We think we're the crazy ones.
Yeah.
Is this anything like what you're...
Yeah, yeah, it is.
I'm with you, buddy.
Okay. The next morning, I got up, ate some toast, drank some coffee, and had my customary glance at the paper. It was April 15th, tax day. 5 years later.
Daddy?
Hello. Yes, little boy.
Do you want to hear me whistle a song?
Things were getting out of hand. I couldn't go see a psychiatrist. My schedule was too irregular. And if my life, or whatever it was, had to be a hopeless scramble of days, I didn't want to spend them in an asylum. I wanted to pray. I tried to pray. But when could my prayer be answered? The next day? That could take years. So, I went to work.
You got a call from the Apollo rep? You have his number.
Thanks.
Mr. Aarons, we don't got room for these overstocks.
Listen, is a guy named Chuck Davies, is he... Do you know who he is?
I don't know.
Okay.
Mr. Aarons, if I put these...
Wait, I need to go out for a while.
You're not gonna call that Apollo guy?
No, I gotta go.
You're the boss.
Yeah, I guess so.
23.20.
For cigarettes?
Yeah.
Good God.
Next. 23.20, sir.
All right, I guess I'm lucky they're still legal.
All right, thank you, sir. Yes?
Back to Kelvin's, please.
23.20.
I walked around. The people, my God. They'd had a hell of a bad 5 years, and their shoes looked like big, puffed-up rats. I kept thinking about my son. I had to keep away from him all that day. I didn't want him to see me like this. It was a big granite building. I put my hand on it and he stood there in that obscene April air. An hour later, I went back inside.
Hey, Mr. Ahrens, look at this letter!
Show him that letter.
It was for me.
The post guy was laughing.
He screwed it up.
It was postmarked April 18th.
3 days in the future. Man, that's good service.
I took it in the back room. Dear Mike, kind of a frightening scrawl. Tomorrow, please come to Airfield Gallup, New Mexico. Don't tell anyone. Left on Alameda.
Hey, Mr. Ahrens, you going back out?
Keep going, road ends, then straight 5 miles. 3 o'clock, ranch gate, 500 yards to house. P.S.
Do not go to sleep tonight. You must be here tomorrow.
Somebody knew.
I want my baby! I want my baby!
Good Lord.
And cussing out the customers, I told her if she needed a place to stay, I'll give her one, but not to stay here and be scaring away customers. Yes, sir? You want...
More coffee.
Some more coffee, all right?
So what'd she do?
I told her I was calling the cops, and she hit the road.
Excuse me.
But when she first came in...
Excuse me.
Yes, sir?
Would you have any idea what's in the desert past the end of this road about 5 miles...
Do you know that woman?
What? No.
She asked me the same thing. It's just desert as far as I know.
Well, there's a zany reservation about...
What time was she in here?
About 4 hours ago, about midnight. She was crazy as they come.
Do you blame her? Walking through a pale blue ocean, the caffeinated man in the desert. The town is falling away, and the strangled feeling I must have had since December 17th starts to let go. There's so many stars. Stars between stars. April 16th. My first consecutive day in a while. I feel like I could have prevented this if I paid attention somehow. But that makes no sense. I keep walking. A sly-looking moon is grinning at me over a cactus. The shoe store. Why am I still there? What kind of a gruesome figure am I?
Everybody, listen up.
Some old skeleton. The mayor of the mundane.
Staff meeting.
Jesus, the boss.
Poor guy. Every once in a while I see a footprint. The trail of the disturbed woman, I guess. This is that night. When I was a kid, I knew someday that things would be strange. I knew. The sun was coming up when I reached the gate. The house. That little house. That frightening scrawl. As I get closer, it starts to look ridiculous. A two-story mansion from the suburbs. But there was something weirder. It was... the shadow of the place was distorted somehow. I got close to it and circled around to the side and saw that the house was 5 feet wide. I walked back to the front and rang the bell. It echoed flatly inside the thing. A fat man opened the door.
Yes?
Hi. I'm Mike Ahrens.
Mike Ahrens?
I got a letter.
Oh, yes. Come inside.
He led me through a narrow hallway. It seemed to be a real working house.
Nice place.
Oh, thank you. Now you got... here we are. You got a letter saying...
to come here, 3 o'clock today.
Yes. Oh, you're a little early.
Yeah?
Yeah. We were just winding up a party. Michael C. Ahrens.
Yeah.
Michael, we'd like for you not to discuss with anyone any unusual experiences you might have had in the last 6 years. Now, this is a check for...
what?
$16,500. You don't need to sign anything, but we prefer
what
that
about
you not
the
discuss
days?
This matter with
what,
any...
Are you going to tell me the answer?
What's the question?
What's the check for? I'm living a nightmare. I want to know,
Michael,
what are you paying me
off
for?
Believe me, it's something that cannot be heard to be understood. You know more now than you would if I were...
No. You got to tell me why I... You've ruined my life. If it's your fault, if is this $16,500? I don't even know how much that's worth anymore.
Mr. Ahrens, come with me for a moment. Let me show you something.
He took me inside an elevator. And we started down into the earth.
Time is a wonderful thing, but it's sneaky. It's a rascal, as you found out.
He took up most of the elevator.
When Columbus sailed for the New World, his crew was afraid of falling off the horizon.
We were going down fast.
Now, the church suppressed the findings of Galileo for many years. Now, whether they were afraid of knowledge or their subjects...
we must have been a mile below the surface.
The Air Force, they say, is sitting on mountains of incontrovertible proof.
I guess he was saying the Air Force would sit on me if I went public.
Public panic. How the public might panic, I'll never know. Stop going to work, I suppose. Get hungry? Go back to work.
He was right. They'd go to work.
To make an omelet, as they say. Oh, here we are.
We were in a giant room. One wall was covered with equipment and screens. There were stairways up the different levels of it. Millions of machines.
Discovery. It's awesome, isn't it? We get so used to the era we're in. We feel like discovery is behind us. It was at one time a matter of survival for the apes or ape men. Now it's an opportunity for growth and investment. We master the elements. It's a cycle. But it's always a surprise. You're so confused.
Who are you? What are you?
We are investors. In many cases, sons and receivers and trustees of the original investors.
And what did...
Excuse me?
Go ahead.
Of course, scientists also. Biochemists and physicists.
And you invented time travel?
Not really. We can't send you traveling through time, but we can send time traveling through you. It feels the same.
Baby, no!
Oh, hell. We're going to have to kill her again. Excuse me.
But to answer your question, no, we can't go and bring Moses to the stock exchange. Still, we're the most powerful men in history. Just a minute.
He struggled over to the foot of the scaffolding, where a woman was pounding the heads of her keepers. She wasn't impressed with his conversation. He pointed at me. He was telling her my story. He waved me over. Above us, a cliff of screens and catwalks rose to a flickering horizon.
Susan, what? Michael's in the same situation.
He's not! I want Brittany! Why did you do that?
What? Now, Susan, we'll kill you right now.
No, no, no. What happened to her?
Well, we lost control of an early experiment and threw her into a contradictory motion and killed her. She's fine, except she has to keep in front of the death date, which rules out seeing her infant.
Oh, my God.
Let her go, for God's sake. Susan, we're going to take you back.
Baby!
Oh! Get her!
I got it.
No.
Hey. And you thought your life was ruined.
You monsters.
She's all right. Lift her up. She's the messiest part of any of our work in 50 years. To make an omelet, you have to break a few eggs. But you're not broken. You're present at the birth.
I beat the side of his face in. He fell against a pole and swung around behind it. He kicked at me when I came near, but I managed to clout him again on the skull. Susan was trying to stand up. Then, with all my strength, I backhanded. Then there were shapes. It was very blurry. There was a fish and a lamb and a zebra hanging on wires. And there was a giant woman. It was my mother. She was changing me.
Mother?
Don! He said mother! Come in here, he talked!
Mother, you gotta listen to me.
What? But psychologically, they'd rather have the whole summer for a vacation. It just seems more... I don't know, that's just how I grew up.
I couldn't see. There was a tube in my nose and down my throat.
Do you want the music up? Daddy?
Then I saw everything. An old woman crying at my chest. Two young people. The window. The old woman was Donna. I saw my face, wrinkled and splotched. Tubes in my nostrils and my arms. I broke away from gravity. I was full of joy, and a stab of light tore the dimness of the room, and I shot toward it. Yes!
Of course, you're limited to experience within your lifespan. Otherwise, we could put 50,000 shekels on David with a slingshot and clean up. Promise not to take another swat at me.
Yes. It was the end of the line for me. A fat man took me back up.
Want to live in a new era.
I fell asleep in a narrow bedroom. I woke up at my house on
June 16th, way back when it started. And that was 3 days ago. Consecutive days.
3 days ago?
Yeah.
Well, what's your question?
Excuse me?
Do you have a question for our guest? Thank you for calling.
Really? It takes all kinds. Our guest has been Dr. Bob Corwin, who was played by Jeff Ward. The other actors were Susan McCary, Christopher Martin Longfellow, Chrissy Callan, Mark Ballora, Steve Farrell, Mary McCary, Priscilla Holbrook, James Sherman, Matthew Harrington, Mavanwi Myrick, Carolyn Baumler, Ringo Jukes, Elizabeth Austin, Amy Simon, and Douglas Bost, as Mike. Music is by Mark Ballora. Production by Union Signal. This is Discordia.